is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new hot 96.9.
Brandon.
Hey.
How can we help you, sir?
I met Lisa, her name's Lisa, about 2 weeks ago, and we went out once, had a great time. We kept talking, we went out a second time, and I mean, we even went back to her place. It was like that. After the second date, she was like, why don't you come back? And we get back to her house, and she's got a kid, and it caught me off guard because she didn't really mention that she had a kid. So I was a little afraid, didn't know if I could deal, but he turned out to be great. And I went home, and everything was great. But now I never heard from her. She's not talking to me. She's not calling me, not texting me. I don't know what's up.
She kept the fact that she has a son from you, and that doesn't bother you?
Well, I don't know that she, like, kept it from me. It's just, we only went out once before, and it wasn't, like, the first thing we talked about, which I'm mad about it.
Did anything happen weird, do you think? Like, specifically the last time you saw her, that might have thrown her off?
No. I thought everything was great. I mean, I don't know. I really can't think of anything.
All right. Well, look, we'll give her a call for you next, right, my friend?
Thanks, man.
Hello?
Is this Lisa?
Yes, it is. Can I ask who this is?
Yeah, Lisa, this is the Get Up crew. We're calling from Hot 96.9, a radio station in Boston. Can we just ask you something really quick? It's nothing weird. It's actually a good thing.
I guess, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so we got a phone call from a gentleman who likes you, and he would like to take you out on a date, and we're willing to pay for the whole date. Just you like, wherever, think of any place you would love to go to that you've never been to, or perhaps somewhere that you love that you've been to before and you want to go to again. We'll pay for the whole thing. You name the date, the place, the time. We will completely set it up.
Okay, and who is this? That's your...
Okay, well, the guy, you actually went out with him before, and according to him, you guys, you hit it off very well. His name is Brendan.
Oh, dear God, no.
That was quick.
Nope. No, thank you. He has issues.
Don't we all?
Right.
I know.
I mean,
what are
okay.
his issues?
Nice guy, but he's like, we went out, I think, twice. And the second time, I invited him back to my house.
Yeah.
And he met I have a 9-year-old son.
Okay.
So my son plays video games, and so does Brendan. Mm-hmm. And they were playing that game, Fortnite or whatever. So as they're playing, I said, oh, I'll go get you guys some snacks. I leave the room. And as I'm walking back in, now they're yelling at each other as they're playing. But as I'm walking back in the room, I can swear to God, I hear Brendan say, "F*** you, you little piece of shit, and I'm gonna f*** your mother."
Damn!
Stop it!
Okay,
no.
I understand you're a f***ing excessive gamer, whatever they freaking say they are with all these gaming shit, but I mean, to talk to a 9-year-old like that, okay, I can see swearing at each other, but then to say I'm gonna f*** your mother, really?
So, are you sure he said that to your son, I'm gonna f*** your mother?
Yeah, and after he called him a little f***ing piece of shit.
Oh my God!
All right,
what is wrong with this dude?
We'll find out because Brendan's on the phone right now.
That's the way guys talk to each other when they play games.
Oh, he's nine. He's a guy. He's a kid. He's nine.
He don't know that.
He don't know that.
He
he's
acts
nine.
Like he. Did you see the things he was saying to me? I mean, you make it sound like I'm in there talking shit by myself.
I don't think he said he's gonna fuck your dog or nothing. Seriously.
Oh my.
Well, no. I might have said that I was gonna fuck his mom, but. I mean, at the time, I didn't think it was going to be a lie.
Excuse me?
Is that really all the problem
was? Dude, you have issues.
Baby girl, did you even hear what he said to me? Did you hear it?
No.
You didn't know. He said that he was going to shoot me in the head, cut my dick off, and force it down my throat. So I responded with, you little piece of shit.
You because of what you said about his mother. Maybe you said something else to him before I even heard of what I heard.
You know,
so
maybe you're just
you
a bad
said
mom.
Beforehand. Excuse me?
I said, maybe you're just a bad mom. You want to come down on me on the radio for saying bad words, but your 9-year-old son can't keep his mouth shut.
And who's begging who to help them to go on a second date? Who's a little desperate?
Wow.
You know what? I don't need you. I'll find somebody else. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I mean,
you didn't even get a chance to ask.
Yeah, yeah. Would you have gone on another date with him?
Are you out of your mind?
Right. What kind of question is that?
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
When you're on a first date with somebody, you know, obviously, obviously, rule number one, stay off your phone. Give that person the utmost attention of the night. That always, always, always applied. Always applies. Always. No exceptions. Except for tomorrow. See what I'm talking about. 8:10 Mañana right here on 96.9 is the Get Up Call. Yeah, yeah.
Get up. Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.